It's time for our conversation with Bruce Cassidy, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Bruce, likes and dislikes, maybe from game one here.
Scored a lot of goals, didn't give up very many. That's the first thing. I like that even though we gave up a lot of possession time, we protected the house well. Didn't get a lot of looks from the top of the crease or the slot. They certainly got a few. I'm talking about 5-on-5. So that was the good part of not having the puck. Flip side of that, we need to execute better to have the puck more to attack. You can't play on your heels and defend the whole night and expect to win every night. So we were opportunistic. Our big guys obviously finished well. We got saves, but as a group, we need to execute better from, you know, first man to our 18th.
When you say execute better, I assume that's coming out of your own zone and limiting some of the turnovers, managing the puck at the blue lines?
Yeah, we got to break out better. Certainly, we can get into the game where we can put some pressure on the D to back them off to flip pucks, but we do have to string together some passes and get them on their heels and establish forechecks, and that just starts in the breakouts or neutral zone transition. So just a little better there and recover pucks better, put some pressure on them. Obviously, the one line did a real good job, but we need that to trickle down to the other lines to make sure that we have our share of puck possession in their zone, because what eventually happens if you have it enough down there and you put some stress on them, they get it out and change and try to get fresh legs. So you're not really defending, you're coming back at them, and that's what we got stuck in. We work hard to get it back, we're tired, we get it out, change, and all of a sudden they're coming back at us. So we want that to be in our favor tonight.
Describe, when you have the puck in the offensive zone, maybe how they play defense and how you can try to exploit that.
Well, they play man-to-man low. Their wingers will collapse and help, you know, around the tops of the circle. So what we've tried to, in that man-to-man, is pop a guy out between the wingers in the high slot and get some looks. Bergie's goal is a good example of that. We know there's some room there, Jersey, the pre-scout, but we've played them this year and understand that's an area. To draw the D-way out there, it's not a comfort level for him. So you can do that by having your D active as well. Like I said, I don't think we had enough ozone time to really get going on that. And then the other thing is they like to pressure the puck early. So if you can change sides with it, use the back of the net, come out the other side, you'll free up a little room for yourself, and that's where, you know, they're gonna have to sort out some coverages. So that's another area that we'd like to try to expose them on.
From an individual standpoint, a guy like Charlie McAvoy, you're saying, you know, he's starting to find his game, starting to come. You know, what did you think of him in game one?
More fluid, more the old Charlie, where you look up and, you know, he's separating from a player, moving the puck, offensive zone, moving around, looking to make some plays, and just a little more with the puck and composure, better execution. So I think obviously his injury, maybe he's wearing a brace, so it's hindering him a little. There could be different reasons, but at the end of the day, it was a better Charlie. He still defended well. He's had tough assignments for 8 games now, playing against good players at a young age, so that's always a challenge, and it's been very good there, but just seeing a more complete game in game one.
From a matchup standpoint, it certainly looked like they wanted to get Kucherov, Stamkos, and JT Miller against Riley Nash's line. I know you made an adjustment there in the first period. Is there any line you try to maybe steer away from if that happens, even though you don't get the last change?
No, until the damage is done, we're trying to trust the whole group. Our bottom six have played against good lines all year. Nash, a good 200-foot player, and Corrali is as well. He closes very well. He's strong, so that part of the matchup, he's fine. For him, it's not been in the league that long, is sometimes sorting out reads with coverages with his wingers is not as quick as some of the other guys. But at the end of the day, we're comfortable with both those guys if that's the way it goes. It's the D pair as much as anything. We do like Z against them because they're bigger body. Well, not huge bodies, but Miller and Stamkos are bigger guys. Kucherov is crafty, so we want to make them go through our top pair. So whatever centermen's out there, obviously have to be aware. Wingers got to help in the coverage, but it's as much the D that's out there as anything.
Now, as you come into this game, and you had a good performance by Tuukka, a couple of good saves that he made, but when you say you protected a house, when you were talking about that a little bit earlier, those chances on the outside, they look like they tried a couple of seam passes as well, even 5-on-5.
Yeah, and those are the good ones. The plot had one back door where I think Bax had lost a stick, and Jake got beat off the wall. So understanding that they will get 4 guys going to their net. Their D will run down low. We have to sort out in a hurry. That's where wingers need to help. And they got one early with Kucherov to Stamkos. He, you know, he hid behind the net and, you know, we missed him. But after that, I don't recall a lot of sequences where there's a shot and a rebound. The power play had one, Miller. But those are the type of chances 5-on-5 I thought we protected well against. The second chance opportunities in tight, and that's what we have to continue to do. And I imagine there'll be a little more urgency in their game to get there to manufacture those.
Last question for you. The resiliency has been on display most of the season. You know, you had a sequence where, you know, goal doesn't count because there's a penalty. You had questionable call on Jake DeBrusk. You had the skate blade coming out. So there's a lot of things that could have gone against you at that time. What was the conversation like after that to get prepared for the next period?
We try not to delve into that, to be honest. I think it's on me to make sure on the bench there's a level of composure. I've certainly gone after officials to back up our players when I feel that's needed. The other night, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of that. We just lived through the calls. It's a loud building and just try to keep playing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think we're sitting here thinking very many calls went our way. Not that there were a lot made in that game, but a couple that impacted the game. A goal off the board for us and one for them. So, you know, you have to be able to play through that. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter when you win like we did, but we got to make sure that if it happens tonight again, that we're just stay on top of our focus, which is basically like just focus on the next shift, work to create the next scoring chance, or, you know, work to defend the next scoring chance and get the save.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here in game two.
All right. Thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Lightning are next.